A very good morning to you. Welcome to our Bird Notes. This is Dwight Davis. There are many kinds of birds' nests. Woven pouches, delicate cups lined with spider webs, mounds of vegetation on the ground, holes in trees. But there is one bird's nest that is not a nest at all, really, and the bird is the white tern. At this point, we need to take a little detour and discuss some names. The white tern, scientific name Gigas alba, used to be called the fairy tern, but that name is now used for another seabird of the southern hemisphere, a tern that resembles our familiar common tern and other black-capped terns. But I, for one, wish that the names had not been rearranged. There is something of a magical quality to the white tern, as if it could actually have come from the fairy realm, rather like, say, the quetzal, or some of the birds of paradise, or the hummingbirds. The 10-inch-long white tern is white, pure white, with black and black-lined eyes and a shiny black bill. That's it, an elegant, ethereal-seeming bird. Interestingly, beneath the snow-white feathers is shiny black skin, by the way. Furthering the magic of this bird, it lives in what many consider paradise, tropical islands, including Hawaii. These birds have been noted to hover a lot, sort of like some fairies, perhaps, and on those less populated islands, they tend to be curious and unafraid of humans. But back to nests, or the lack of same. Another aspect of the white tern that might suggest supernatural intervention is its egg-laying. The bird does not build a nest. It lays a single egg, in trees, on forked or even single bare branches. That's right. And the egg just sits there, in the open, incubated alternately by the parents. It seems a precarious way to reproduce, and yet, believe it or not, the survival rate for these birds is almost 80%, at least on some of the Hawaiian islands. It can be as low as 30% elsewhere. It's a magical bird, the white tern, or fairy tern, to hold on to the other seemingly more appropriate name. If you're ever in the South Pacific, look them up, or just look up. You may discover an egg on a branch, with the parents nearby hovering above your head.